The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has expressed his views on the common understanding reached between Iran and the P5+1 in Lausanne last week. The leader echoed concerns and warnings made by Iranian officials, the underlying theme, a deficit of trust. While the leader said a deal that upholds Iran's rights and dignity is welcome, it will be down to the particulars of the deal and how well the other side fulfills its obligations that will be the deciding factors. In this edition of The Debate, we discuss what lies ahead on this long road to reaching that final comprehensive nuclear agreement.
In his first comments after the Lausanne talks, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said he agrees with a nuclear deal that serves national interests and respects the Iranian people's dignity. Ayatollah Khamenei also said all anti-Iran sanctions must be immediately removed when a final agreement is reached with the P5+1 group of countries.
در همون روز توافق بایستی تحریم ها به طور کامل لغو بشود. این باید اتفاق بیفتد.
Ayatollah Khamenei said the Lausanne understanding neither guarantees a deal nor gives any assurance that the negotiations would pay off. The leader reaffirmed that all negotiations with the US as a member of the P5+1 group are solely focused on Iran's nuclear energy program. He said there will be no talks over any other issue. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran will not allow anyone to inspect its military sites as part of the negotiations with the P5+1 group. Ayatollah Khamenei also said he has never been optimistic about negotiations with the US. The leader said he fully trusts the Iranian negotiators at the talks. He, however, renewed his mistrust for the US, calling it a backstabber.
یک طرف لجوج، بدعهد، بدمعامله اهل دبه در آوردن، اهل چکوچانه کردن، اهل از پشت خنجر زدن و اهل اینجور کارها و سیاهکاری هاست ممکنه سر جزئیات بخواد کشور ما رو، بخواد ملت ما رو، مذاکره کنندگان ما رو در یک دائره محصور کنه. ما هنوز هیچ چی در اختیار نداریم. هیچ چیز الزامی به وجود نیامده است.
Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei hailed Iran's nuclear achievements. He said the nation's accomplishments in the nuclear field are very precious as nuclear technology provides a vital source of energy for civilian projects. Iran and the P5+1 have been engaged in talks to resolve the Western dispute over Tehran's nuclear energy program. The Lausanne understanding has been described by both negotiating sides as a positive step towards a comprehensive nuclear deal, which would solve the row between the two sides.
Well, let me start off by introducing our guest. Joining us from studios in Tehran is Professor Mohammad Mirandi. He is with the University of Tehran. And joining us from Washington is the president of the American Institute for Foreign Policy, Michael Lane. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us in this edition of The Debate. Professor Mirandi, I'd start off with you, if I may. Now, a lot can happen between now and the June 30th deadline for that comprehensive agreement. Over the week, though, a different interpretation of the common understanding has been presented to the people, particularly by the U.S. Is that just propaganda, or do differences still remain?
Well, our foreign minister, who has been spending a long time negotiating with the P5+1, has said very clearly that the fact sheet that the United States has presented is in many places there are distorted facts there. In other places, they're sheerly dishonest. And in fact, he even mentioned that they are lying in this fact sheet. So the very fact that it also came out almost immediately after the negotiations came to an end shows that it was being prepared well before the negotiations had concluded. So obviously they cannot really reflect the understandings or the discussions that were agreed upon by the two sides. So I think it's quite clear that the United States is already twisting reality and trying to put us a spin on the negotiations, and that is a bad sign. And I think it's for the United States to change its course and to start behaving more responsibly. President Rouhani has said all along that Iran will not accept anything less than its full nuclear rights, though at the beginning Iran is willing to be flexible and to slow down elements or to stop elements of the nuclear program for a number of years in order to create prepare the grounds for an agreement. But ultimately, he says that Iran will not accept nuclear apartheid, so there has to be normalization at the end of the day. And also, President Rouhani has stressed that Iran will not accept an agreement without the full lifting or indeed the termination of all sanctions from day one. That is also something that Ayatollah Khamenei has stressed today, and that is something that President Rouhani has stressed today as well. So the United States knows this, and therefore it's obvious that their fact sheet does not reflect reality.
All right, Mr. Lane, let me bring you in. The same question goes to you. Why this difference specifically when it comes to the sanctions? Because even right now, a State Department spokesperson has said, and if I'll quote him directly to you, he said, quote, sanctions will be suspended in a phased manner upon verification that Iran has met specific commitments under a finalized joint comprehensive plan of action, end quote.
Well, I think it's important to remember that the both sides have stressed over and over again that nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed to. And in the negotiation of the framework that concluded last week or shortly before, there were a number of areas in which final agreement had not been reached, and they tended to pave it over with nice language, with smiles, with handshakes, with nods that indicated, yes, we're getting there, but we don't yet have a final agreement. That's what the next 90 days of negotiations are all about. I would note that, in my opinion, both of the fact sheets, the ones issued in Tehran and the fact sheet issued here in Washington, D.C., would be more aspirational rather than factual based, since nothing is yet agreed to, because nothing's agreed to until everything is agreed to. Washington and President Obama was putting out, yes, his pre-written fact sheet, there's no doubt that it was pre-written. He was putting out what he hopes to achieve over the next 90 days, not what has been achieved so far.
All right, Professor Morandi, I'm confused over here. All those negotiations that we saw taking place that ran up to this joint statement that was read out between Mogherini and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, that was just aspirational?
No, I think that the Iranian team and the P5 plus one carried out many days of important negotiations. We don't know what happens exactly or what happened behind closed doors. We know that the Iranian team is highly competent. They knew exactly what they're doing, and they understood quite well what the other side was saying. The Iranians have not issued a fact sheet to date, and the United States has. And as your guest rightly pointed out, that the fact sheet came out before the talks were over. It's obvious that they had nothing to do with the substance of the talks or anything that was agreed during the talks. And that shows the United States is showing ill will. And this is not a good sign, because the Iranians have been highly flexible over the last year and a half. They've slowed down many segments of the Iranian nuclear program. They've actually halted many segments of the Iranian peaceful nuclear program. And this was a sign that the Iranians want a solution. But the problem is that the Americans seem to miscalculate, as always. The Americans miscalculated in Syria, the Americans miscalculated in Iraq, the Americans miscalculated in Libya, and now they're miscalculating in Yemen. They are constantly miscalculating in this region, and they seem to be under the impression that Iran is in a weak position, and therefore they can impose their will upon the Iranian people. And this is simply not the case. The Iranians will accept an agreement, but they won't accept any exceptional demands made by Western countries. The Iranians have pointed out very specifically that they will not allow any monitoring regime that makes Iran an exceptional case to be carried out. The Iranians will not allow, for example, cameras to be online in Iranian installations, simply because the IAEA in the past, they passed on intelligence about Iranian scientists to Western governments so they can assassinate them. And this is something that President Rouhani stressed upon just today. So I think this is a good time for the Americans to wake up to reality and to start rethinking their policy towards Iran so that they can have a solution. Otherwise, if the Americans want to continue with their alliance with the Wahhabi regime of Saudi Arabia and to continue to create through the Saudis and the Turks Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda extremist groups, or to allow ISIL and other extremists